hour. As we look to some scriptures, we want it to be guided by the word of God. There is only one instrument or one guidance we follow, is the word of God. I want to check something that happened in Old Testament when the children of Israel, when these kind of diseases were happening during the Moses time, during the era of the children of Israel, and God had to come up with a plan. The same like we are facing today, we are in a lockdown, each home, each person, we are in our own quarantine. But this same idea, the humanity or our leaders or every government, they try to take it from the Bible. They saw what God had to deal with some disease among the children of Israel. In Numbers chapter number 5 and verse number 7, and the Lord says to Moses, command the Israelites to send away from the camp anyone who has an infection, skin disease, or any discharge of any kind, or who is ceremonially unclean because of a dead body. Send away, male or female, and alike. Send them outside of the camp so they will not define or defile their camp, where I will dwell among them. The Israelites did this, and they sent them outside of the camp, and they did just as the Lord had instructed Moses. When God used to instruct the children of Israel during Moses' time, during his era, and God had a plan. He had a timetable. Sometimes it was 7 days people are sent out with lepros or any kind of other disease. So what we are today, and our leaders, our political leaders, every government and every nation, they are trying their best to try to quarantine us or to lock down the countries, and they try to avoid the sickness, but we can't see it. God had a measure during the old time era, and sometimes it was 7 days until that person is clean. So we want to say, Lord, and there are so many days has been predicted. Some countries have extended, South Africa, Uganda, and some nations are extending their days of this pandemic to say we are extending. And we are still also waiting for Zimbabwe, and we haven't had any announcement. But extension or to be extended or to be added more days, and those days doesn't mean anything if there's no cure, if there's no healing. What we need to ask from the Lord to say, you saw it from the beginning, you did it to the children of Israel, have mercy on us, and we want your favor of healing. We want your favor to chase away this pandemic, to remove it away. In among Israelites, it was 7 days, somebody will stay outside of the camp sometime, and less than of those days, then the person will be declared clean, then the camp will be declared free of disease. So that's what we want, and this and today, our ninth day to cry before the Lord. If we look again on the scripture, what Jesus said in John chapter 8 from verse number 32, where Jesus said, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He was confronting the children of Israel. Once we have the knowledge, once we have the truth, once we have the reality, once we have the real information, we'll be set free. So that's what we want. We want God to set us free from this pandemic.